Hello, crime critters. My name is Travers.
My name's Kayla.
And we've got an interesting little mini-sode for y'all today.
Mini-sode.
I hate it when people say y'all.
Yeah, y'all. What's up, y'all?
Y'all too going to the movies.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so like you said, we've got a mini-sode. It's exciting. We're excited. Yes. And before we jump in, we're not going to have an episode next week, so keep that in mind. We're going to take the week off for Thanksgiving.
Yes, an observation of Thanksgiving.
Yes, but we hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. and you get super full from all the turkey, and you know, you get to spend a lot of time with your family, so.
Yes, absolutely. And give plenty of thanks for all those wonderful things, because that's really what it's all about. And or ham.
Yes.
For those of you who don't like turkey.
Right. And we just want to let you guys know that we are so very, 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 very thankful for all of you as well.
We are.
And it's been really awesome. We feel like we've got a huge, amazing family with you guys. So thank you so much for everything you guys do for us.
Yes, thank you so much.
And I guess we'll just go ahead and jump in.
Sure.
Jump in.
Minisode, Strange Motives to Kill.
Ooh.
And we have a few of them to go through. We'll start here with me reading the first one. All right. Robert Lyons, a 39-year-old Carroll Stream, Illinois man, was such an Avril Lavigne superfan that on March 14, 2008, he became upset with his 61-year-old mother, Linda Bolick, when she would not pull some strings and get Robert skybox seats for the Avril Lavigne concert in his area.
Apparently, he was a skater boy.
That's funny. Jokes. Apparently, Linda's friend had skybox seats in which her son wanted to use to see the singer live, but after she refused to ask her friend for the favor, Robert attacked his mother. In his fit of rage, he struck his mother in the head with a bottle of champagne before he stabbed her 9 times, at some point breaking the knife blade off, and picking up a second knife, which ultimately killed her.
Wonderful son.
Yeah. Avril Lavigne, come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
He then dumped various household cleaning solutions on her lifeless body to humiliate her.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Linda's boyfriend, Stan, claimed that she and Robert often had vile arguments a few times a month, mostly over Robert's unwillingness to help with housework while living in his mother's home. Big deep breath. Robert Lyons was finally apprehended by police 7 hours later when he was seen at a Hooters restaurant. He had been out shopping at the Woodfield Mall when he decided to grab a bite to eat. Robert was convicted of second-degree murder.
So, what is skybox seats exactly? Is that like the opera thing where they're like,
sort of, yeah. I'm pretty sure it is. Or like in, you know, in like gladiator rings or whatever, arenas, mm-hmm. or what are those called?
Yeah.
Those have a name. What are they
like
called?
Like stadiums?
Yeah, I guess. In those, like the fancy people.
The nice, they sit up there with their drinks and they get their air conditioned.
Like slaves with their feather fans, like, you know, keeping them cool and stuff, bringing them drinks and such.
Well, if he needs his mama to get him some tickets, he probably shouldn't be hanging out in the skybox seats.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty sure a guy like that's just a little too unstable to,
live.
Yeah, to live. Well put.
Right. On January 13th, 2014, 74-year-old Curtis Reeves, a retired Tampa police captain, shot and killed 43-year-old Chad Olson at a movie theater in Tampa, Florida. Chad Olson was texting during the previews before the movie The Lone Survivor when the retired cop became enraged.
Good movie. Whoa. So he got pissed at him for texting during the previews?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What the heck, man?
Right.
How could he...
When Reeves confronted Olson, the man explained that he was texting his daughter's babysitter, but Reeves continued to complain. The two argued until Olson threw a bag of popcorn at Reeves. The former police captain then drew his weapon and shot Chad Olson in the chest, killing them. Him, not them, killing him. He also shot Chad's wife, Nicole, in the hand.
What the fuck?
Right.
This was a fucking, this guy was a captain?
Yeah. And the guy was literally just texting his daughter's babysitter.
Yeah. Before the movie.
Yeah. He was a retired police officer. The man that did the shooting.
He was a flipping captain. Uh-huh. Like he had some pull.
Should have known. Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh my God.
It's ridiculous. Curtis Reeves tried to use the Florida Stand Your Ground law and claimed that he was acting in self-defense after being hit in the face with a cell phone or punched. The judge, however, said that the surveillance footage from the theater did not support Curtis Reeves' testimony. It did, however, show Chad Olson throwing his popcorn.
So he got ridiculous. Slapped in the face with some popcorn bits. Mm-hmm. This mother... Okay. Beef bitch sesh right here. Okay. Police captain... tried to say that he was upholding the stand your ground law.
Yeah, pretty much self-defense.
Like,
the log now.
What the friggin' shiz. Mm-hmm. That guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
So, apparently, Curtis Reeves has been out on bail since 2014 while he awaits his murder trial. What the actual F man? Like... 2000, he's been out since 2000, like, since it happened.
Yeah.
On bail.
Just chilling, waiting. Doing what he wants, mm-hmm. You know, until, like, they're like, hey, you're going to prison.
Who the hell is running the show?
I don't know. Probably someone related to that fucking captain. They're too busy pulling over, like, you know, seatbelt violation
ridiculous.
People and stuff like that.
Jesus.
All right. Our next one involves a man named Kelly Donaher. He was a PE teacher in Huffman, Texas. He threw his wife, Mindy, and young daughter a shared birthday party on May 1st, 2010.
Aww, yep, so cute. Yep,
sweet guy. The party started midday with a backyard barbecue, birthday cake, and kitty games. Then, with the party shifting at nightfall, things livened up more for the adults with karaoke and drinks.
Do you think they like, did Whitesnake for the karaoke? Because that's pretty much always... sung.
It's a solid win.
At karaoke.
Maybe there was some Avril Lavigne sang.
Karaoke.
Karaoke.
Avril Lavigne.
Whitesnake, Journey. I'm sure all the greatest hits were there. I lost my place. Okay, drinks. Okay. And although one neighbor, Raul Rodriguez, became annoyed with the ruckus coming from the Donaher home, he called the police several times. But after checking out the noise complaint, they never ended the party. Becoming angered that nothing was being done to quiet his neighbor's debauchery, he grabbed his video camera, cell phone, and gun and made his way to the Donahers, where he began recording the party. After an argument with Mindy, Donaher's father, Rodriguez pulled out his gun and began shooting Kelly Donaher and two of the party guests, Ricky Johnson and Marshall Stetson. Once Raul Rodriguez was... Have I been saying Paul?
No, you said Raul.
Okay. Once Raul Rodriguez... son of a bitch, it's contagious. Once Raul Rodriguez was arrested, he told police that he believed he had a compelling defense because he felt that he was acting in his rights of the Texas Stand Your Ground Law. Here we go again with the Stand Your Ground... You guys need to do some research before you start doing stupid shit like that.
He must not have gotten an invite.
Yeah, I guess not. The prosecution stated that Rodriguez was incorrect because he was the one who broke the law.
Duh.
Hello. He went to the Donaher residence with the intent to kill because of the noise coming from the party, which was for Kelly Donaher's wife and daughter. Raul Rodriguez was sentenced to 40 years in prison for the murder of Kelly Donaher. What a dick.
Mm-hmm. Like, they were literally just having a birthday party.
Douchebag. A shared birthday party. It was for fun. They were having fun.
I bet that's what it was. He probably was jealous and mad because he wasn't invited or something ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think it's weird that he took a video camera with him.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm going to videotape myself killing these people because they're too loud.
Idiot.
Put some earmuffs on. Turn your own music up. I don't know. There's so many different ways you can cope with something like that other than murder.
Yes. September 4th, 2012, David Scott, a 49-year-old Missouri man, had argued with 42-year-old Roger Wilkes over a bag of Cheetos that David had. When Wilkes tried taking the bag of Cheetos, David Scott stabbed the man in the chest. Wilkes later died at the hospital. Police were finally able to arrest David Scott following a bike patrol chase.
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Cheetos?
That's not funny, but it is it's kind not of funny. Funny. The little bike patrol, like I'm just imagining it. Anyways, after the arrest, police found that both men were believed to be homeless. And it was also found that David Scott had prior charges for robbery, many counts of burglary, and assault. He was out on supervised release after serving 96 months for a federal offense of robbing the post office. Great guy.
Robs a post office.
Yeah. I mean, like, what are they? I don't know.
Now, I will say, however, though, the whole Cheeto thing makes a lot more sense absolutely. Now that they, like, didn't have any money. That
right.
was, like,
I
edible
absolutely.
Gold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really. It, seriously. So David Scott ended up being charged with second-degree murder. Yeah. So, crazy. Crazy shit that people will kill over.
Yeah, I know, man.
It's insane. Like, freaking it's never, Cheetos. Like, there's never a motive that is well enough to kill unless you're literally, like, protecting your family or yourself, you know, like, in a legit case
yes,
of self-defense.
Ma'am.
Otherwise, no motive is
good enough
to kill somebody. But these are just, like, what the fuck motives.
Completely asinine motives.
Mm-hmm.
Super ridiculous.
In Warrensville Heights, Ohio, 16-year-old Shakira Dorsey was beaten to death by a classmate after she made fun of her for farting in October 2012. Thank you for the sound effects. The two girls began arguing outside of the apartment complex where they lived after Shakira made a joke about the other girl farting in front of a group of girls.
Mean girls.
Bitches. The arguing escalated to a brawl in which the other teen was on top of Shakira Dorsey, punching her.
Whoa.
There were many spectators, including adults.
Like, what the hell?
Come on, grown-ups. This is where you're supposed to step in and be a grown-up.
Jesus.
That stood by and watched the two teens fight.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this, guys.
Yeah.
Break it up, dickhead. Shakira Dorsey, stepfather. Shit, fuck. Shakira Dorsey's stepfather finally separated the two girls, but moments later, Dorsey collapsed and died. Mm. The teen involved in the fatal beating was charged, but detectives are still unsure if there were others that were involved in the beating of the high school girl.
Yeah, that's kind of strange.
And this one is void of names and whatnot due to
the
underagedness.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. It is very strange that she just, like, collapsed from... I mean, I guess there's cases out there, you know, like if she had an underlying condition or something like that. Definitely very strange.
Indeed.
Fergus Glenn, a 36-year-old New Zealand man, hacked his younger brother.
His
while
computer?
His younger brother. While he was sleeping for not thanking him for making dinner. Guys, Thanksgiving's coming soon, so... Remember this.
Either say thanks
don't
or...
Don't set your brother off.
Yeah, don't kill anybody for not saying thanks. I mean, geez.
Fergus Glenn's younger brother, 33-year-old Craig Glenn, had been living with him and their parents after he and his wife separated. On March 7th, 2003, the two brothers had been arguing that day when Craig went to bed without thanking his brother for making dinner. Jesus. Fergus drank whiskey and stewed on the fact that his younger brothers never said thank you. Fergus went outside and grabbed the wood splitter that he used to bludgeon Craig to death, striking him 8 times in the face and neck.
Probably wasn't much of that left.
Yeah. Fergus Glenn pled guilty to the murder of his younger brother. He was sentenced to 10 years of a life term.
What?
Yeah, so I think the New Zealand law is obviously different than the United States.
Place.
But I think that... Like, they have a life term, and he was only sentenced to 10 of a life term. So, pretty much just sentenced to 10 years.
I'm glad he pled guilty to it. I mean, that would have been a whole nother fiasco, I'm sure.
Like, I mean,
what was
clearly drinking and, like...
Yeah, see, now, if he would have been smoking some weed...
While being angry and stewing on it, like, he, you know...
Smoking weed like most of those people out there do, like, that... He never would have been like, I'm going to go kill my brother.
Not.
He probably would have been like... It's all right. I'll talk to him about it tomorrow, man.
I'm going to go eat
asleep.
Some more of this dinner I made earlier.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty insane.
Yes. Okay. June 12, 2010. A South African man was killed by his family for wanting to watch the World Cup soccer match between Germany and Australia. 61.
Jeesh.
Yeah. 61-year-old David. It gets better. Just wait. David Mack.
I think it's McCoy.
Yeah, that's what I said. Was arguing over the remote with his wife, 68-year-old friends. Francino.
Francina?
Yeah. And his two children. You notice how all these people have weird names?
Yeah, a lot of these people in these today have had very, very strange names.
Watch out for people with weird names, I guess.
Yeah.
His son, 36-year-old Colin, and daughter, 23-year-old...
Lebogang?
Yeah, that's what I said.
I'm pretty sure that's how you say it. Lebogang.
Lebogang.
I wonder what that, like, means. What the meaning of... I'm going to look that up.
I wonder what they... How do they abbreviate it?
I don't know. Let's see if I can find it.
Okay.
Lebogang.
Trav. Lebo.
Lebogang.
What up, gang?
My phone is stupid.
She is looking this up real time, y'all. Ew, I did it again. In the meantime, I'll go ahead and read some more. The family had been watching a gospel program, and they refused to change the channel so that David could watch the World Cup. When he got up to change the channel by hand, all three of his family members attacked him by beating his head against the wall. They eventually called the police, but he was already badly beaten and stabbed.
That's insane.
By the time the police arrived, he had died. This, though, is not the first time something in this nature has occurred. There have been two other killings in Somalis related to the ban on watching the World Cup. Lebogang was released on a $200 bail.
What the fuck?
A $200 bail.
I'm going to flip this table over.
No, it's too heavy. While her mother and brother remained in custody. Like, what? That's some crazy shit.
Oh, you want to know what's even crazier?
Yes.
So, the name Lebogang.
Oh, boy.
Do you want to try to just take a guess at what it means?
Lesbian gangs.
No. Be thankful or give thanks.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Especially, you know, with the one right before that one.
That is weird. Totally weird. Did not do that on purpose.
I just think that it's really weird that they killed him for wanting to watch sports. Like,
because they wanted to watch a religious
stuff.
Yeah, but yet then they kill. I don't know. Like, that's crazy. Sense.
That is not Christ.
It is really crazy. And I don't think that the World Cup was banned in South Africa. It was banned in that Somalis. But I don't think that it was banned in South Africa. They just were assholes and ganged up on the poor fella.
Couldn't they just like slapped him or kicked him and been like, get out the way. Don't touch that TV.
Like, go watch it in another room.
Oh, well, maybe they were a poor family and they only had one TV.
You know, I think you're right, because I do think that they did live in a kind of a
mud hut,
more lower income area. Yeah. So that's probably what it was. But still, Jesus God.
Yeah. We need to do some statistics sometime, you know, like.
Yeah, we do.
In another video, like, you know.
Another video?
Damn it. Did I say video?
Yeah.
Edit that out. Another podcast we do, we need to do kind of like some statistical kind of analyses.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe find out, you know, like, do poor people commit more, you know, crimes than,
that'd be kind of interesting.
Than well-off or well-to-do people?
Sure.
Kind of thing, you know? Maybe for another mini-sode in the future.
Sounds good.
All right.
Why not?
Kayla, take it away.
All right. And so the last one here. That went fast.
It did.
47-year-old Stanley Neese became enraged and killed his wife when she did not cook his eggs the way he liked them. Whoa, winner. He's a real winner.
I would have just taken her credit card for the day.
On September 11th, 2010, in Jackson, Kentucky, Stanley, angry over his eggs being cold and not made to his liking, shot his wife Sandra Neese with a 12-gauge. What a wonderful guy.
Jesus. How are they cold? Did she make them cold? Or
no, I mean,
wouldn't that be his fault more
probably,
than hers?
He probably took too long to come down and eat them.
Yeah, he's like sitting there waiting for him to get cold. And he's like, I'm going to kill you because he's cold.
Yeah, he's ridiculous. She was able to flee to a neighbor's trailer and call 911. But Stanley arrived at the neighbor's house where he shot his wife, Sandra, once again. And this ultimately killed her. He also shot his stepdaughter, whose name is also Sandra, Sandra Strong, and three others, including a neighbor that was just outside on her porch.
What the what?
Yeah, he just went into this, like...
killing spree?
Yeah, basically. Jesus, God.
Well, I mean, I guess...
Over eggs.
Over frickin' eggs, man.
By the time police arrived, Stanley Neese had already shot and killed himself.
Pussy.
Mm-hmm. I get so angry when this happens.
Me too.
Like, you seriously can commit all these freaking crimes, but you can't
You can't face...
Take responsibility for the shit that you do.
Take responsibility for your actions.
It makes me so mad.
If I got so crazily, angrily madified that I felt justice and murder, then I would stand trial to face my crimes.
It's ridiculous. Like, you know? If you are man enough to do the crime, then you better be man enough to do the time. Like, hashtag.
What's going through their minds before they kill themselves? Like, oh my God, I can't go to prison. I'm too girly looking.
Yeah,
oh.
Like, it's ridiculous. Like,
Jesus. Yeah. Should have thought about that before the murdering aspect of it.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, these people in the world. I swear to God.
So that was fun.
Yeah, that was super fun. I like doing minisodes.
Yeah, me
Second
too.
One. It's good stuff.
Minisodes.
Get a little bit of singing from you. I feel like I get to drop some more F-bombs, you know? Well, I did anyway. I don't know. Yeah. I guess I'm a grown-up and I can cuss when I want to, except in church.
So, yeah. I guess don't forget to follow us on the gram of Insta.
And everywhere else you possibly can.
Yeah. And make sure to go rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. I freaking love reading you guys. I can read you guys now. I love reading your guys' reviews. It's like my favorite thing in the world. Yeah. It was a tongue twister.
I like it too. I think it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. It makes me feel like all warm and fuzzy inside.
It makes me feel like lukewarm and like a sunny, breezy day kind of sort of thing, you know, but like a comfortable temperature.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Like you're on the beach. Digging your toes into the sand.
Maybe like Lake Erie's beach on a warm day because like I don't like how the ocean
smells
tastes
like fish.
But the ocean tastes like an armpit.
Yeah.
Like a sweaty armpit.
But you know what's really cool is when you're at Cedar Point and you go on the one roller coaster and it like overlooks, like it kind of like loops out above the water of Lake Erie.
I'm unaware of this.
It's so cool.
We should check that out sometime.
I have. A long time ago. It was a long time ago.
Well,
I was like a kid.
So then you don't really remember.
Not really. I mean, I could go for it again.
We should go check it out sometime.
Okay. Sounds good.
Cool.
All right, guys. We're going to Lake Erie.
All right. See you later. Have a nice Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so make sure to follow us on Instagram, rate and review us on Apple Podcast, and if you want more episodes while we are taking the week off, hop on over and become a Patreon member, and you can listen to all the episodes that we have on there, or will have on there, because we're loading it up this week, so
yes.
Make sure to go check it out if you're just like fiending for that fix of Hello, My Name is True Crime episodes.
It's for a good cause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right.
It's going to put me through college. So that way I can be a better, you know, what are we called? Like
podcast?
Podcast.
Host.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, like.
You're a co-host.
Coast?
You're a coast.
So like singers in a band are called like vocalists, right?
Yeah. You're just a podcast host.
So I can't have like a cool name like. Secondary backup vocals or vocalist?
No,
or
you're not a vocalist. You're
I'm using my
co-host.
Vocals. Fine, whatever.
So, you're such a goop. All right, guys. Well, thanks for hanging out with us. That was fun.
Yes, it was.
Yes. And as always, we love you.
Very much.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This is your co-host signing out.
Bye.
Toodaloo.
Have a good Thanksgiving, guys.
For sure.
Bye.
That was a Titancast episode.